eelskin-bound haft of his single-bladed power axe, Eldingafal, the storm's strike. They landed, the gear hydraulics shrieking below them and the hull shuddering from the impact. Bulvi stood, hitting the activator for the assault ramp. The brightness and all-consuming roar of battle swept into the gunship. Bulvi lifted Eldingafal, catching the ruddy light on its rune-etched blade, and raised his voice over the din.
Did you not think we would get our hands bloody today?
The fire of countless explosions reflected from the crystal pyramids of the city, the skies lit with pulses of red and blue and orange from incendiary shells, las and plasma. Regiments of scarlet-clad Prosperine Spire Guard flowed down the roads and broad steps towards the Space Wolves. The defenders' tanks and walkers followed, laying down a curtain of fire to meet the grey-armoured mass of legionaries surging through the capital. Crystal shards and molten metal rained as Bulvi of the 13th led his company through the maze of streets and cloisters. The towering structures of the Syrianis precincts were one of several anchors for the enemy's defence of the inner city, and Russ had tasked Bulvi and his warriors with overpowering the Thousand Sun's flank. Now the precincts burned beneath the fury of the rout. Lasfire from the Spire Guard sparked azure beams along colonnaded roads and scoured down from balconies and windows, and a tempest of bolt rounds snarled and cracked in reply. Dreadnoughts covered the advance of the 13th, their autocannons and heavy bolters raking swathes of destruction through the defenders of Tizca. Bolstered by their presence, Bulvi and his warriors pushed further into the city of the Thousand Suns.
Give no thought to retreat, the old wolf snarled. We leave this place with our names recited in the rolls of victory, or in the laments of the lost. The Allfather has called on us, his wolf pack, again, and we will see his enemies torn apart to the last remnant. Give no quarter, for we can expect none in return.
It was not only physical forces and dimensions that broke the landscape. The pyramids and obelisks of Tizca gleamed with another power that distorted the heavens like a coruscating heat haze. Crimson lightning lashed down from the highest summits of glass and white metal, leaving shattered ceramite and fused flesh where they struck. Purple fire rained from tortured storm clouds that swirled about the pyramids, each burning droplet hissing as it smouldered through armor and seared into flesh. Plasma blasts and cannon fire screeched harmlessly from glimmering shields of unnatural power. Bulvi felt the psychic field prickling his skin, even though clad head to foot in power armor, its ceramite plates no barrier to the otherworldly energies manipulated by the deviant Thousand Suns. Waves of sorcery, like a hot wind inside his flesh, were emanating from the cluster of domes and ziggurats towards which the 13th Company advanced. Another psychic storm swept across Bulvi's warriors, lacerating battleplate with its touch, churning exposed flesh down to the bone. Not one shout of pain or protest rose from the throats of the Space Wolves as they fell. Instead, they roared their defiance of the Thousand Suns' arcane powers and spat oaths of vengeance upon the traitors of Prospero. The old wolf pointed his axe at the tallest pyramid of the precincts. The temple library's glassy sides cracked and broken by artillery and tank shells that had penetrated the psychic force fields by weight of fire alone. Dark smoke issued from the many rents upon its reflective surface. Through the fume, he could see a flickering corona as uncanny energies leaked from the pinnacle.
I'll raise a feast of honor to the wolf brother that slays the sorcerer within, he promised.
It was Ranulf that answered first over the vox.
Ha! My name shall be toasted that night.
This was met by a chorus of good-natured jeers from the others. Jürgen in particular laughed loud and long.
Ha ha! And the Allfather himself will come to pay his respects, no doubt, he jested. But I'll wager it is our own Cyclops that strikes the final blow. As Russ will fell the one-eyed Crimson King, so Halfdan Baeli will chop down this upstart of a sorcerer. One eye for one eye. It is only fair.
But Halfdan said nothing, perhaps expecting a punchline jibe that did not come. The vox fell quiet, leaving only the roar of guns and pounding of armoured feet. They were ancient fighters, hearth lords of Russ from before the coming.